practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But truly, it's a delight to have you listening. Let's begin the program this morning with a song entitled, What a Wonderful Name. It's talking about the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here it is, What a Wonderful Name.
And we must conform, or we will be left by the change. This new world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name.
That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
All the great leaders who sleep in their graves one day will bow down and proclaim.
He's Lord of all glory, he's the crowned King of kings. All creation will thunder his name, his glorious name. That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
One of the things that we as Christians must recognize is that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the whole world. And we, of course, should tell others about him. Remember, Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And every Christian should proclaim that. Now, if you're not a Christian and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to remind you that if you want to spend eternity in heaven, then you need to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you, because he's the only way to get into heaven. Somebody once said, he's the only way by which there is no going. He's the only truth by which there is no knowing. He is the only life by which there is no living. And so if you want to know the concept of eternal life and experience eternal life through all of eternity, then I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save you, and he will. Well, I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And I trust that if we can ever serve you spiritually, that you'll contact us here at the church. You may call us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You may also email us, and that email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And if you want to learn more about our ministry, go to our website, which is simply fbcaltoona.org. And certainly, if we can minister to you in any spiritually way at all, I would encourage you to contact us, to call us, and we will do what we can to help you spiritually. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we'd love to lead you to the Lord. And if you do know the Lord Jesus Christ, we would love to help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord as well. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio. And I thank you for each person who is under the sound of my voice at this very moment. You know their need. And for those who do not know you through faith in Jesus Christ, I pray that today will be the time of salvation for them. And for those who do know you through faith in Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that this program will be a blessing to them, will be used of your Holy Spirit in their lives to prepare them to worship you in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But Father, I pray that you will guide and direct in this entire program, that you might be exalted, that you might be glorified, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for that. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here's an old precious hymn to those of us who know the Lord Jesus. It's entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Thank you. Indeed, what a friend we have in Jesus. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, and I'd like to read with you verse 9, where the Word of God says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man." That's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God. And now before I deliver a message entitled A Look at the Nation of Israel, let's listen to another hymn that may not be too familiar to many of you, but it's entitled I Believe God, and how we can thank the Lord that we can believe God, knowing that His Word is always that which will come true. Here's the song, I Believe God.
Some place their trust in the wisdom of another. Some search for light in the dark. But like a child, I have come with simple faith
in the only one
who could change my heart. I believe God. I believe His word is true, for I've seen what He can do when I call upon His name. I believe God, so let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve Him still, knowing He will never change. Thing that matters. Some say we live, then we die. But I'm convinced that eternity awaits. So with every breath, I will testify.
I believe God.
What He can do when I call upon His name. I believe God, so let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve Him still, knowing He will never change. I believe God.
I believe His word.
You know, there are many voices in the world today, and many of them we can't believe. Many of them we can't even understand. Many of them we don't even know where they come from. But we can believe God. And of course, we know that God speaks to us through His Word, the Bible, as well as through the teaching and the leading of His Holy Spirit. And I'm very thankful that as a Christian, I can believe God, and so can you. You might not be able to even believe your best friend at times, but everything that God says will come true because He is the God of truth. Well, today my message is entitled A Look at the Nation of Israel. And I'm certain that you are aware of the fact that every day these days, Israel is in the news because of the battle, the fight, the war that's going on between Israel and Iran. And these are days in which Christians should really do everything that we can to support and pray for the nation of Israel to every possible degree. Why? Simply because of the fact that Israel is still God's chosen people. God's chosen nation. Now, certainly here in the United States of America, we believe that God has blessed our country, and He has. But as it relates to the nation of Israel, even though they right now are in unbelief and reject Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the time will come when they will recognize who He is and will submit to Him. But even in this period of time, Israel is still God's chosen nation. And so as Christians, we should do everything that we can to pray for them, to stand for them, to encourage them. And if you have any Jewish friends, go to them and let them know that you love them and that if there's anything that you can do to help them, that you'll do that. But also remind them that you are standing also with the nation of Israel. But what does the Bible say about the nation Israel? Well, it says a lot. Of course, if you read through the Old Testament, you will find that the Old Testament is all about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. But in the New Testament, the Bible also says a lot about the Jewish people and what God is going to do in and through Israel for the Jewish people. One of the places that that is elaborated upon in a great way is Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11. And if you want to know what God's going to do through the nation of Israel, I would encourage you to study those three chapters, Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11. But today, I want us to focus on just a few verses from Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, where the Word of God says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery," that is, the mystery of what God's going to do with Israel, "lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer," and that, by the way, is the Lord Jesus Christ, "and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins." That's Romans chapter 11, verses 25, 26, and 27. And I want to look at this passage of Scripture as we consider the nation of Israel and see what God is going to do with this nation. First of all, presently we must recognize that Israel is in a time of spiritual blindness. Again, look at verse 25. Where Paul says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits." Now note this, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Israel as a nation, the Jewish people by and large, in part, are blinded spiritually speaking. Now what does that mean? It means that they do not recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Keep in mind that back in John chapter 1 and verse 11, the Bible says that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, when it says he came unto his own, that's speaking of the fact that he came unto his own creation. And when he says his own received him not, that is speaking of his own people, the Jewish people. Jesus Christ was a Jew. He is the Jewish Messiah. He is the Jewish Savior, and He came unto them to provide salvation for them, to fulfill the prophets of the Old Testament, and yet they rejected Him. When Jesus Christ came to the earth, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, was looking for a political Messiah, as it were, one who would save them from the Roman Empire. But Jesus Christ came as the spiritual Messiah, and they rejected Him. And, of course, they are still living in that rejection today. They still have a spiritual blindness upon them. But it's interesting to note what this passage says when it says that blindness in part is happened to Israel. That means that there are some Jewish people who have come to Christ. And down through the years, I've known many of them. And I will tell you that when a Jewish person recognizes that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asks Him to save them, they really get on fire for the Lord. I've often said that every local church ought to have a completed Jew in their congregation. That is, one who has trusted Christ as Savior. But even though there are a few Jewish people who will come to Christ, mostly speaking, the nation of Israel is blinded. But that blindness is temporary. As it says there in our passage of Scripture, that there is blindness in part in Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Now, what is the fullness of the Gentiles, or until the fullness of the Gentiles come in? Well, that speaks of the completion of the purpose of God in calling out from the Gentiles a people for his name, which is the church. That's this dispensation of grace in which we live, sometimes often referred to as the church age. It is during this period of time that began back in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost when the church was born and will continue until the rapture that is referred to as the time of the Gentiles, when God is calling out from the people of the world, yes, both Jew and Gentile, those who would trust Christ as their personal Savior and become a part of the body of Christ. Well, during this time that will go until the rapture, the nation of Israel is in a spiritual blindedness, as it were. But eventually, they will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And so presently, Israel is in spiritual blindness. But prospectively, Israel will be saved. Look at verses 26 and 27 of Romans 11. It says, "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins." Truly, right now, we recognize that Israel is in a spiritual blindness. But there will come a time when all Israel will be saved. Now, that does not mean that every Jewish people will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, but that means that as a nation, Israel will recognize who Jesus Christ is. The question is, when will all Israel be saved? Well, that will begin to take place in the Great Tribulation after the rapture. You know, the rapture is the next great prophetic event, spiritually speaking, in which the church will be taken out of this world. And after that, the Great Tribulation will take place, which is a time when God will be dealing with Israel in a very special way. And the Bible teaches us in Revelation chapter 7, verses 4 through 8, that at the very beginning of the Great Tribulation period, 144,000 Jewish people, that is 12,000 from each one of the 12 tribes of Israel, will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, even though today we see that by and large Israel is in unbelief, there will come a time when they will come to recognize that Jesus Christ is the true Messiah. They will accept him as a Messiah, and God will fulfill in their lives what is referred to as the new covenant. We go back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, where it says, beginning in verse 31, as God is speaking, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they will be my people." And so you see, even though Israel right now is living in unbelief, there will come a time after the church is raptured out of this world, after the tribulation sets in, that many, 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 most of the Jewish people will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will recognize that he is the Messiah, and they will turn to him, and God will take care of them and provide for them with that new everlasting covenant. Personally, right now, we have the privilege and the responsibility, however, to pray for Israel. Back in the book of the Psalms, Psalm 122 and verse 6, it says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." And certainly when we see everything that's taking place over in the Middle East right now, we ought to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Ultimately and prophetically, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem means to pray that Jesus Christ will come and save them and provide for them and set up his kingdom for them right there in the city of Jerusalem. But today, let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that God will protect them and for everything that's going on over in that land even as we speak. So presently, Israel is in a spiritual blindness. Prospectively, Israel will be saved. Personally today, Let's pray for the nation of Israel and for God's blessing upon them. Well, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today. I trust that you will go to church today, and when you do, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you, my friends.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.